All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for trivia on WCHL. It is Wednesday morning. Freddie Kiger is still calling in remotely today by the magic of the telephone. And Mr. Kiger working very hard to get ready for some NCAA tournament games. And Freddie is always consumed with basketball at this time of the year. That's why he couldn't come in this morning. But Freddie, thanks for getting in touch. And what kind of question you got today?
Well, you're very kind. Thanks for being flexible with my schedule right now. But, of course, today is the Ides of March.
Mm-hmm.
But today we're going to do a question about sport firsts. Sport firsts.
Okay.
And our question is, who was the only African-American woman to win a Grand Slam tennis singles event before the Williams sisters did? Again, what was the name of the only African-American woman to win a Grand Slam tennis singles event before the Williams sisters ever won one?
Well, if you know the answer to that question, call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, and you could perhaps win a $50 gift card to Cruisers at the end of the week on $50 Friday. Again, 919-929-WCHL. Answer Freddie's question.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting Hometown Heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger on the line. He wants to know the first African-American to, really be a standout on the tennis court before the Williams sisters. Yeah, clarify that question again for us, Freddie, would you?
Yeah, we were trying to find out, Ron, the first African-American woman to win a Grand Slam tennis singles event before the Williams sisters, and that is Althea Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Althea Gibson. Yeah. In 1956, she became the first person of color to win a Grand Slam title, the French Open. The following year, she won both Wimbledon and the U.S. Nationals, which is a precursor of the U.S. Open. Then she won both again in 1958 and was voted Female Athlete of the Year by the Associated Press in both years. She won 11 Grand Slam tournaments, including 6 double titles, and was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame and the International Women's Sports Hall of Fame. She did incredible things at a time when it was very difficult for African Americans to stride forward, and she conquered it all.
I'm kicking myself right now for not remembering her name. I just could not recall it. But anyway, thank you very much for bringing attention to that. That's a great question and answer.
Thanks, buddy. And, of course, it gets serious starting actually today with the play-in game. But, of course, we're hoping the Heels will do well and the ACC will excel as we enter March Madness beginning Thursday in earnest.
And ending in April, hopefully, for the Tar Heels. And I got a feeling that the Tar Heels are going to make a big run in this NCAA tournament, and I think they're going to win it all.
I like your optimism.
Hey, thank you, Freddie.
Ron, thanks, buddy. Be well. See you in the studio tomorrow.
You got it. I'll be here.